Hey, welcome to the Q Reyes Project. This is Q Reyes coming at you once again. And I'm finding it really, really hard to keep going with my goal to do at least one podcast a day. I thought it was going to be easy. I thought I was just going to sit here and talk to you. I thought I was going to do five of them in a day and then just space them out. Well, that's not the case. The case is that things come up, unexpected things, things that I didn't expect throughout the day that take me into a journey away from what it is that I'm trying to do. Now, I've been productive, but it's been a lot of work. It's been a lot of work to just get whatever I plan out, you know, to get it done. For example, just to give an example, I planned that this week I was going to do a couple of things. I was going to do a Bill Cosby parody, and then I was going to also do a music video parody from that song, Coco, I'm in Love with the Coco, and all of that. Because I, you know, well, that's a whole different story. I won't even go into that. But you can actually check it out on my site, artisticwarfare.com, and we'll talk about that later. But this is my point. Those were my goals that are away from my work that I gotta finish. So it's my plate is full. Also, my goal of waking up at 5 in the morning, I've probably done it a couple of times. A couple of other times I've woken up like about 6, other times at 7, and other times just 12. And that's usually when I go to bed, like 4 in the morning. So that's another goal that, you know, these goals just keep adjusting themselves. But I could blame myself, but I know that I have limited willpower. So a lot of the circumstances behind what happens, I can say, well, it's because of this or because of that or because of the other. But the fact is that it's really because of me, because I'm not focusing, because I'm not doing that one thing that I set out to do, because I'm not keeping my word to myself, because what I promised me doesn't mean anything. Because the first phone call that I get, I'm on that phone call and people are taking me away from what I need to do. Now, there are things that I can control, that I'm able to control. For example, I gotta turn off my social media. It's just ridiculous because every time I get a tweet, every time I get a comment, every time I get a like, I'm looking, next thing you know, I'm 15 minutes looking into somebody's pictures. Like, I gotta stop. Now, I'm not suggesting you do the same. You might not be able to. There's some people that are truly, truly addicted to social media that cannot be without their phones and their Facebook and their Twitters and their Snapchats and their Instagram and all of that. They can't be without it. They really can't. They are hooked. They are hooked. And people say, well, it's just, you know, it's a habit. It's mental. Actually, I'm not going to give you where I got my research from. Just Google and do your own research. Don't take my word. Take your own word. But basically, what happens, what I've been reading, is that social media and your phone and all of that gives you a certain feeling. And it takes you in these emotional roller coasters as you're looking at your screen. And those feelings are addictive. Those likes are addictive because we all want to be liked. We all want to be liked. But the fact is that these are virtual likes. They're not real. It takes 2 seconds to give a like. Now, some people put so much stress into a like. Like, you know, oh, well, this guy liked my picture. Or this girl liked my picture. Or, you know, my post or whatever. It's not the real world. It's not the real world. I actually use social media a lot, like my Facebook page, my Twitter, and all of that. I use it a lot to promote the stuff that I do, especially, for example, this podcast and all of that. I'm promoting it there. I try to keep it for that, but you get entangled into, you know, conversations and comments and videos, and next thing you know, you're looking at funny things, and next thing you know, you're looking at aliens, and next thing you know, you're looking at it never ends. I believe the key to my productivity is going to be when I turn it off and get to work. And actually, I'm good at turning it off. Like when I do, when I focus on one thing, I turn it off and I focus on what I need to do. But when I get back on, then I feel like I'm back with everybody, with the crowd. Everybody's on their phones. Everybody's on their phones constantly because they think they're important in their little social network. They think that people actually care. But the fact is that people don't. People are in their own little worlds. And that's not a bad thing. I want everybody to be hooked on their phone and to only live by what they see on their phone, because I can control what I show somebody through my social media. So I can paint an illusion and I can paint a picture of what I want them to believe. And I can manipulate them. Just like people say, oh, well, we're being manipulated by the government and all these people. Cool. Well, we can do the same thing. I can manipulate my friends to think that I have a great life, or I can manipulate any kind of information to make people believe whatever they want to believe. That's a gift and a curse, because it shouldn't be that way. But it is. Now, you can either hate it, complain, go against it, rebel, or you can embrace it and use it to your advantage. I choose the latter. I think that if we take our time and see how we can use this device that a lot of people are using it for their own destruction, not even destruction, maybe that's a strong word. A lot of people are using it for their detriment. No, I can't find the word. But you know what I mean. They're using it for wrong reasons. They're using it to get self-worth, to get some value. People are valuing their lives based on likes, retweets, all of that. That's crazy. But you can use that to your advantage. You don't have to completely rebel. You can just rebel in your own way by manipulating people's illusions of what you can control, which is you and your life. So I don't know if you ever heard the term fake it till you make it. Well, in social media, you can fake it. And you never even have to make it, because people believe whatever they see. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, in social media, if that saying turns true, then you can say 1,000 words 1,000 times. You understand how powerful that is? The impact you can make with the people around your circle? Now, it takes a lot to influence the masses. But if you ever seen a video go viral, there's a set of elements that are out of your control. It's kind of like rain. You know, is it going to rain tomorrow? Or is it going to rain next week? Or is it going to rain next year? Rain, we know it will happen. We just don't know how, when, and exactly why. It just, everything comes together and it happens. So the same thing with a viral video. It's just all these elements that needed to fit together, fit, and then boom, boom. And I notice a lot of people out there are in search for that never ending viral video. They want to just hit it. It's like almost like, how do you do it? And how do you duplicate it? How do you duplicate it, and how do you stay on the top? That's a whole another conversation, but it all comes down to the manipulation of people's thoughts and their energy. You can steal people's energy through your Facebook page. You know, I don't know if you ever seen a post about, you know, a death in the family or sad news, and it drains you a bit. You know, especially you see in these sad posts and all of these. Some of them are so sad. I'm not talking about sad in the way that, you know, sadness. I'm talking about sad in the way that it's just pathetic. These are different kind of posts. They're so pathetic that they make you feel good. You know, when you see somebody doing horrible in social media, it makes you feel really good. Like, yes, my life sucks, but not that much. But what we don't understand that social media is fake. It's not real. But people have gotten into fights. People have gotten divorced. People have gotten broken up. People have gotten mad. People have lost money because of the things they see in social media. People have lost jobs because of social media. So it's definitely not a toy. It's definitely not a toy, but it's also not real. Now, there's some people that can't put their phone down for more than 30 minutes. There's some people that will leave the house, drive an hour, realize they don't have their phone, drive an hour back just to go get it. Because that's how addictive it is. And people say, oh, well, it's addictive. I can stop whenever I want. That's the first sign of addiction. When you hear an alcoholic or a drug addict say, I can stop whenever I want, that's a red flag. So when people say that they can stop looking at their phone whenever they want, they're lying. Because these are the people that stay up to 3 a.m. browsing through people's profile pictures. These are the people that wake up in the morning and the first thing they do, they don't even brush their teeth. They're out there looking at their phone to see what happened in the few hours that they slept. They think the world's going to end or change just because they went to sleep and they didn't look at their notifications on their phone. That's an addiction. Now, it's an addiction maybe that you can beat easier than heroin, but it's still a problem that you need to admit so that you can get over it. The world is not going to end because you don't have your phone. The world's not going to end because you are not checking your Facebook. The world will not end because you're not on Twitter. Or the world's not going to end because you don't post or like pictures on Instagram or look at people's pictures. It's not going to end. Actually, as you're doing it, your world is ending. Because you only have but so many minutes in this planet. You only have so many minutes in this planet. And in this planet, your time is so limited that you can blink your eye and it's gone. So if you're spending your time in social media or looking at your phone or, you know, all of the things that take away from, you know, your real time, if you're spending it in a virtual reality place, like, what do you expect? Where do you think your time goes? Now, I'm guilty as well. So I'm preaching for all of us. But I believe if you really want to be productive, you got to turn your phone off. And don't use the excuse that it's for jobs or that you use your phone to work. Not. Like, it doesn't work that way. You know that. You know that you can control what you do, how you do it. And I'm sure Facebook, even if it plays a part of in your job, I'm sure that personally it takes away some time from the work you should be doing. Now, I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting older. Maybe I'm the parent now that, you know, when parents tell their kids, hey, you know, in my day, we had to, you know, walk to school. We didn't have a car or it's the same thing. I'm doing that because the new generation won't even care, but won't even listen to this. So the new generation out there, I don't know, they're going to live a different kind of life than what the generation before them lived. Like, it's always been the world. And maybe this is part of evolution. Maybe it's about adjusting. adjusting to the fact that the world communicates in a different way than it used to many, many, many years ago. And change is scary. So when we look at it, well, at least the way I look at it from a different perspective, I'm looking at it from like outside of the problem and I'm alarmed. But maybe it's not a problem at all. We won't really know until it's all said and done. And I don't think there's that time. I think we just die and the new generation comes in, and whatever these words mean, people maybe in 100 years are going to listen back and go, what? Facebook? You know, that's how we run the government. Who knows? Well, just wanted to give you a little bit of a boost. If you really want to be productive, turn your phone off. Turn off Facebook. Spend time with a significant other. You know, work out. You know, watch a movie without looking at your phone. Try that. Wake up and, you know, stretch. See the sun. Have breakfast. And then look at the phone. Trust me, there's nothing that important. If your house is not on fire, there's nothing urgent. Just relax. Because even if you have bad news and you think, well, maybe I'm checking to see, making sure that no one needs help, it's like if all it takes for you to save someone's life is looking at your phone every 2 seconds, then that's a hard way to live. You know, you're losing your life trying to save somebody else's life. Anywho, until next time, this is Q Reyes at the Q Reyes Project. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Q Reyes. Also, look me up on Facebook, K-E-U-R-E-Y-E-S, Q Reyes. And or just type my name, Google Q Reyes, K-E-U-R-E-Y-E-S. You'll find all kinds of things. And until next time, we'll chat. All right, I'm out.